Here's a moment that changed everything. A student at NYU looked Michelle Tillis Letterman straight in the eye and said, "Your objective is just to make us like you." Her immediate response? Defensive indignation. "I don't care if you like me." But that knee-jerk reaction revealed something deeper, a fundamental discomfort with a truth we all avoid. We do care whether people like us. We care deeply. And pretending otherwise doesn't make us more professional. It just makes us less authentic. This realization became the foundation for understanding that genuine connection, not calculated networking, creates the most powerful professional relationships. The real you, it turns out, is actually your greatest asset. Ever rehearse talking points before networking events? That exhausting effort backfires because authenticity and effort exist in inverse proportion. The harder you try to be likable, the more uncomfortable you become. Samuel, a museum manager, nearly quit over his networking struggles. At fundraising events, his forced laughter prevented donors from seeing his genuine passion. Yet in one-on-one conversations, his enthusiasm was genuinely moving. The difference? He stopped performing and started being. The secret sounds almost too simple. Don't try, just be. This doesn't mean abandoning social awareness. It means releasing the exhausting mental effort of monitoring every word and gesture. Introverts often believe they're disadvantaged in networking, but they possess natural strengths, particularly deep listening, that create more meaningful connections than working a room ever could. Honor your own rhythms. Leave events early if needed. Speak only when you have something meaningful to contribute. Even with difficult people, authenticity matters more than forced pleasantries. When managing an underperforming team member who frustrated everyone, deliberately seeking his genuine strengths, his consistently positive attitude and exceptional client rapport created an authentic connection that led to productive conversation and helped him find a better fitting role. Before anyone else can like you, you must first like yourself. We judge ourselves with harshness we'd never apply to friends, letting negative self-perceptions become self-fulfilling prophecies. When we avoid opportunities, assuming rejection, we affirm these beliefs as reality. One executive confided it took years to feel worthy among the big dogs, but by consistently reassessing his value during moments of doubt, he trained himself to recognize his assets. Through coaching, clients discover their strengths by identifying positive adjectives. Sandy initially struggled, but guided questioning revealed she was responsible, organized, and strategic. As she recognized these qualities, her entire presence transformed, from physically minimizing herself to becoming animated and confident. We all engage in self-talk, and repeated messages become beliefs. Negative thoughts become true when played on repeat because others pick up on what you project. Like Sandy, who replaced, "You are unqualified and inexperienced," with, "You have valuable skills from life experience." Catch negative thoughts early and transform them into positive self-perceptions that fundamentally change how others see you. First impressions form quickly and stick. Changing a bad one is far harder than making a good one. You can influence perceptions through three critical elements: communication styles, consistency, and energy. The three V's of communication, verbal, words, vocal, tone, and visual, body language, must align for authenticity. Research shows total liking breaks down as 7% verbal content, 38% vocal tone, and 55% facial expressions. When these misalign, you appear inauthentic. Energy amplifies everything. Career counselor Rick dreaded meeting a difficult student, and his negative energy showed. His smile vanished, his body tensed, his focus scattered. By consciously shifting to positive energy, recalling a successful interaction, he transformed the next meeting into a productive session. To harness energy, recall a specific memory of the emotion you want to embody. Hear the client praising your solution, see colleagues' admiration, remember completing that challenging task. Awareness of your energy patterns helps you recognize when it's working for or against you, allowing strategic adjustments. When you don't know how to start a conversation, begin with genuine curiosity. Good conversations involve give and take, where both people engage, listen, respond, and connect. Effective curiosity requires skillful questioning. Open-ended questions work best initially or when conversation stalls. Instead of, "Did your company send you?" ask, "What brings you here?" to encourage fuller responses. Asking for opinions sparks engagement. Hypothetical questions work best after establishing rapport. Asking for advice creates positive connections. Helping others feels good. But most people miss this. Listening is not passive. It requires energy and concentration to understand what others mean, not what we think they mean. Level 1, inward listening, filters everything through our own experiences. Level 2, outward listening, focuses on the speaker, using expansion probes like "tell me more." Level 3, intuitive listening, reads body language, tone, and energy to perceive how things are said and what remains unsaid. When genuinely curious and deeply listening, conversations flow naturally. Demonstrate engagement through eye contact, appropriate responses, and follow-up questions that make others feel heard. We naturally connect with people who share similarities in experiences, beliefs, values, demographics, education, or work history. When commonalities align, comfort increases and conversation flows easily. To uncover these connections, avoid interrogation-style questioning. Instead, share information about yourself, creating opportunities for others to discover what you have in common. People remember how you made them feel more than what you said. Memories are encoded with emotional states. These mood memories significantly impact likability. Your word choices, body language, and energy create a cycle shaping others' mood memories of you. Verbalizing positive thoughts creates meaningful connections. When a colleague faced cancer with grace, expressing admiration became a powerful moment before she passed. This revealed the impact of expressing appreciation. Noticing and articulating what you genuinely admire makes others feel understood and valued. Building on positive mood memories requires familiarity through regular outreach. Social networking sites offer excellent ways to maintain connections without needing specific reasons to reach out. The law of giving emphasizes doing things for others simply because you want to, expecting nothing in return. After 6 proposals and 12 months of free advice, landing a client finally happened. Free your mind from expectations. Results may not come when you expect or in ways you anticipate. When you act selflessly in relationships, good things eventually follow. Likeability isn't manipulation. It's creating meaningful connections that strengthen relationships and results. The secret? Provide value beyond expectations without seeking returns. Find commonalities, stay proactively connected, and discuss more than just work. In our digital, transactional world, genuine human connection becomes invaluable. The 11 laws provide a framework based on authenticity over calculation, giving over taking, and patience over instant gratification. Stop trying to be likable and start being authentic. Release the exhausting performance of strategic networking. Trust that your genuine curiosity, deep listening, and generous spirit create connections that calculation never could. The relationships that matter most aren't built in single conversations. They're cultivated through consistent authenticity and genuine care for others' success. Your most powerful professional tool isn't a networking strategy. It's simply being courageously, consistently, generously yourself.